Hey, Chris.
Hey, Cole.
Welcome to our weekly inspiration cast, where we remind you that life is worth living.
Suckers.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Are you ready to start?
Sure, let's do this. Episode 20.
Episode number 20.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Cole. Wait, we got that backward. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, man.
Hey. Okay, quick caveat here. You'll have to excuse me if you hear background noise here. We're recording in the middle of a thunderstorm down here in the Cincinnati. So
all right.
That's something that we're going to have to deal with. We're in a bit of a lull right now. And it's funny because right now in the middle of this podcast, I guarantee that you're going to be in the middle of a lull. Lol. LOL. Nothing.
Gotcha.
Okay, whatever.
No, I'm sorry. I don't really know what that means, but
hey, Chris, I want to tell you and the listeners about an invasion. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Our way of life is under attack. Do you know what the insidious culprit is, Chris?
The Noid.
The Noid might actually ruin this if it's on top of a pizza, but bacon. Bacon is the culprit. I dare you, Chris, go to any store and look up and down the aisles. Go to any restaurant, look at any, you know, any menu item.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has bacon in it or on it or is meant to taste like bacon.
Bacon is
the new condiment.
Didn't I tell you this afternoon to put bacon on your barbecue chicken sandwich?
Yes, I did.
You were like, hey, that's a hell of an idea.
I know, but it got me to thinking. It got me to thinking. Yes, the sandwich was delicious. But I thought, okay, you know, maybe my bacon intake should probably be looked at because my breakfast, as you know, I do the businessman, right? Do you know what the businessman is?
That is a, like a half an eight ball and some, and a culotta.
Yeah. And a good and plenty. No, it's a bowl of oatmeal and two slices of bacon. It's good for what ails you, right?
Oh, really? That's a businessman?
That's a businessman.
I should probably start doing that.
Yeah, it's delicious and it's delightful. But Chris, bacon should be confined to bacon and not things like what a company named J&D Foods is making. The company's motto, Chris, is everything should taste a little like bacon. I'm going to give you some examples of their products, okay?
All right, cool.
Bacon-flavored envelopes that also look like slices of bacon. All right?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. You better, because it's going to be a rough ride. Bacon salt, you know, like Lowry's seasoned salt or any of that.
That's the most reasonable bacon product I've heard.
Okay,
actually,
so far,
yeah.
Of the two.
No, of all of them.
Of all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That ranks higher than bacon.
Oh, man, you're going to have to tell me how this ranks, Chris. Bacon-flavored popcorn.
Air popped?
I don't know. I suppose you could make it however you wanted. It's microwave popcorn. No, so it's microwave popcorn.
Oh, well then, spot on.
Do you know what you could pour on top of that bacon-flavored popcorn, Chris?
Nope.
Bacon ranch.
WFD, dude. WFD, well fucking done.
But if bacon ranch isn't your speed, you want to go a little bit more simple, you want it to be a little bit more all-purpose, well, you could probably just stick with the bacon A's. Do you know what bacon A's, Chris, is, Chris?
Yeah.
Do you want me to drizzle it over my nipples?
Yeah, I do.
This room stinks of me and bacon A's.
Really?
That's
bad.
Right. That is bacon-flavored mayonnaise. Just rub it in.
And I'm smelling my t-shirt right now from all day, and I'm thinking, you add some mayonnaise and some bacon to that.
You got yourself a stew going.
Oh, geez. That is a man stew.
Is that a melange? No, it's a manlange.
God, it burns my nose.
Not to be outdone, Chris. Jones Soda is also making bacon-flavored pop.
Are you serious?
I am serious. I am serious as a heart attack, which is apropos to the discussion of bacon.
Well, good try.
Chris, bacon's everywhere. You can't walk down any aisle of any place without being assaulted. It's a bacon assault.
There is nowhere you're going to go where that happens.
Bacon salt, a bacon assault.
Yeah, no, that's a real two for one.
I just wanted to hip you to that because it's a disturbing trend.
It is a true story, and it's very rare that you ever see a real two for one.
Where are you going with that?
Unless it's a tragic accident.
Oh God. Oh no, hit me with it.
Woman is dead after getting hit twice in a crosswalk.
Wait, what?
A woman is dead after getting hit twice in a crosswalk.
That's terrible.
Read on. A lady named Sherry Nelson was lying down or hunched over in a crosswalk. That's when a driver in an SUV ran over her. She reported to police that she thought that she hit a large dog. Later on that day, the fire department took a call after the tragic accident with a woman. Ran through the same intersection, the fire department ran over the woman. Reported back to the station, we think we ran over a large dog.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So the fire department, where were they responding to the call?
Yeah, there was a small kitchen fire that they were responding to.
Oh, because that would have been crazy. They struck the lady. It would have been crazy if they were responding to the call of somebody saying, hey, this lady just got hit.
Nope.
No? Oh.
Nope. Not that crazy.
Wait a minute. So was this like in rapid succession, or did she get hit and then hit again?
She got hit.
She got hit.
And 2 hours later, she laid there, ran over for 2 hours, and then the fire department ran over her.
Lay there for 2 hours. Nobody helped her?
Two for one.
Jesus.
Yep. You want to go four for two?
Yeah, I'll go four for two. What up?
Arson investigators in Colorado Springs investigating two fires at the same house on the same day. Everyone got out before firefighters arrived, except for a 4-year-old boy who was rescued from the front door. Investigators at the house determined that the boy was playing with a lighter and set a mattress on fire. Good old-fashioned homeless mattress fire.
Yeah.
All right. Now, 12 hours later, firefighters were called to the home again. This time they found that it was fully engulfed in flames. Little kid did it right.
He came correct,
as well as lit on fire the neighbor's house.
So yeah. It wasn't the kid who did it. He didn't sneak back out to finish the job.
Mm-hmm. There's a fire bug, and then there's a fire hornet's nest. This little 4-year-old figured it out, apparently.
Oh, God.
But they're still investigating, and I'm sure that they're going to blame it on, you know, some sort of foreign government or terrorist or something.
that's double jeopardy, right?
That's double jeopardy.
A house can't be arson twice.
In the same day? Nope.
I think I understand the law. That's my understanding of it anyway. Yeah, that's the way you do it, though. I mean, if I was an arsonist, I would... Oh, that's a prime opportunity.
I'm torn.
Are you?
Between put your back into it and money ain't for nothing because the chicks are free.
What?
You said that's the way you do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't intentionally channel.
Put your back into it?
I didn't intentionally channel what I can only assume to be hardcore rap, but... I'm only left to believe that is hardcore gangster rap that you're dropping on my podcast, and I will have none of it, sir.
You lush.
None of it.
None of that.
Well, Chris, if you were caught inside that house fire and your body was turned to ashes, what would you have done with those ashes?
I would probably have them sprinkled into some sort of ground coffee and call it Mug of Man.
Mug of Man. Do it, yeah. I would probably have it condensed into some kind of casing for a microphone or something like that, you know. Just put it in there. That way, in death, I'll be doing what I love, right? I want my remains to be podcasted with. Podcast these cremains, all right? But in the same vein of apropos disposal of cremains, Frederick J. Bauer, the inventor of Pringles packaging, died last month here in Cincinnati. At his own request, his cremated remains were placed into a Pringles can and buried near his home in Springfield Township.
Really?
Yeah. He put his body into a canister of Cool Ranch Pringles because that was his favorite flavor, and he was buried near his childhood home.
Hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to know some other inventors who were buried in a way that was apropos of their creation?
Can we just really... Can we talk about Pringles in particular?
Pringles? Okay. We can take a Pringle detour.
They're kind of like an unfolded taco.
I felt so clever when I figured out how to make myself a Pringle duck.
Yeah. Yeah, we laughed at you.
I walked around. Oh, I'd entertain myself for hours doing that.
Oh, you did. And we dropped many, many quarters in the feed bin. Just feeding those ducks.
Just feeding those ducks.
Feeding that huge blonde duck.
Yeah, I was a precocious 16-year-old.
Nasty red pubed blonde duck. But
Jesus. Okay, do you want to hear something? Ed Hedrick, the inventor of the Frisbee, had his remains compressed into a flying disc. After the memorial service, his grandchildren played catch with him. See, it's funny because it could go either way.
There's always that.
There's always that. And then Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry had his ashes shot into space on a U.S. satellite, along with the ashes of LSD guru Timothy Leary. This was back in 1999. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could happen.
I know that you're down with the way that Hunter Thompson was disposed of, right?
Shot up in the fist?
Yeah, shot up from the fist. It's like, yeah, put my remains in a cannon. Let's do this thing.
Goddamn right.
It's a beautiful day. Uh-huh. Hey, I'll be right back. My beer foamed over at the beginning of the episode, and now it's starting to get sticky on my desk. Go ahead and say entertaining stuff while I'm gone. I'll be right back. Just going to get all some right. paper towels.
Super. Hey, Cole is gone, and I've been waiting for this. I'm pretty much in control. You can... count me as the Gaddafi of this podcast. We are now conducting full-on on-the-ground raids on all of Cole's body parts, specifically his stupid head and his big ass. We're going to confront them from each side, and he's going to be London Bridged with missiles and bullets, and it's going to suck for his entire area. So once Cole is demolished... we'll talk about lots of things that I like, nothing that Cole likes. He will definitely go to hell. And there will be a monster area in which everyone that I know will party in the street. We will have funnel cakes and lots of bacon-flavored beverages. And soaps, and we will dance around Cole's remains in ash form. We'll keep some of it alive. We'll probably keep his entrails in the street and in some sort of bucket, and everything will be very happy and good. And I think everybody will be, you know, will enjoy the area in which we kill him.
That was a tasty beer. What happened while I was gone?
Nothing much. We just talked about the news.
Okay. Chris, our way of life is under attack.
Damn right.
Yeah, man. It's just terrible. Do you want to know what by?
Haircuts and gun permits.
Wait a minute, what?
Well, I could only assume that you would be talking about an Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Big Jim. He my Oklahoma.
An Oklahoma barbershop owner who is handing out haircuts and concealed carry permits.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The owner says, hey, man, seems strange. But in my own way, I'm educating people about gun rights. And I'm catering to a loyal clientele base that comes to expect more than just chat about the weather.
Chris, that's freedom.
Hey, you want to play Connect the Dots?
Okay.
Well, it's sort of not like my puzzle, but this guy has somehow connected the dots between him giving a haircut and a concealed carry permit to 9/11. because after 9/11, he decided to take his message to his clientele and sold t-shirts and hats with the gun logo on it.
Just a picture of a gun?
Yep, definitely. And from there, it manifested itself into him giving away an AR-15 and an AK-47 as part of a giveaway. From there, it evolved into him actually giving haircuts to 25 people. And for the rest of the day, giving a concealed carry class and issuing permits. So, morning session haircuts, afternoon, arming the rebellion.
Chris, you know, it's the chicken and waffles theory. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But terribly racist.
Oh, super racist. No joke. Chris, this man's an American hero. I guarantee you that all of the people on the planes in 9/11, they've had haircuts at some point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
If every barbershop gave out gun permits with their haircuts, we could successfully put down any kind of revolt that was placed against us. Chris, this is a tragic missed opportunity.
I'll fight a box cutter right now.
Oh, I will fight a box cutter with my Glock buddy. I don't know. I'm just trying to think. What's this place named?
There is no name.
Glock and Weave.
No, the barbershop is not named.
Huh. That's too bad.
Yep.
Could have drummed up some real publicity. Do you talk to your barbers to the nice lady or gentleman who cuts your hair?
I go to the ladies' shop.
I go to ladies too, and they always want to talk to me.
Yep, I go to the Great Clips.
Yeah. Do you give your real name?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
No? Oh, good.
No.
Because I thought I was weird.
I'm Thurman Stanfield.
I'm Gregor Stanley. That's weird.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm Gregor Stanley.
How do you pick up any of the girls that are cutting your hair?
I usually just wear an eye patch. And then if they give me any lip, I threaten to lift it up, and usually they don't want to see what's underneath the eye patch.
How did you lose your eye?
I lost my eye in the war.
The war on what?
It's not a war you would know about. It's too secret.
Mm.
Hey, Chris.
What?
Do you want to know how else our way of life is under attack?
No, go ahead.
Who else is attacking our way of life?
Go.
Sexy babies.
Screw them.
There's a company, okay? They're called Elos. They're a Swedish clothing company in a small amount of trouble for manufacturing and marketing two-piece bikinis for babies as young as 2 weeks old. Says Elos. Elos is a family company. We do not want anyone taking offense to our assortment. That's a weird way to put it. But, Chris, these babies are too sexy. They're on Facebook and they're being too sexy.
Who are you to say that?
I think I'm a pretty good judge of what's sexy in a baby. Having once been a sexy baby myself. Yeah, that's right.
I don't think you can say that.
What? You don't think I can say that, or you don't think it's a good idea to say that?
No, I don't think you can save what you just said. I think...
You think it's a lost cause?
This is me, Chris, speaking of Cole. I think I can say what's sexy in a baby.
Chris, you know, I'm just a good judge. 2 weeks, Chris.
You sure are. God, you're on it.
Two weeks. That's not even like old enough for that ugly little thing to fall out of their belly button.
You always tip me off to what babies are going to be sexy.
Yeah, I'm just like, before I walk into a building, I can tell you. I put my hands on my temples and I say, oh man, there's going to be some sexy babies in here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then I decide whether to enter or go about my day. I think that it's every baby's right to be as sexy as it wants to be. Okay.
why do you have to be the person that they stand in front of?
Well, I mean, there has to be quality control.
Yeah,
I don't want people calling that baby sexy if it ain't got no right to be. So,
do you remember judging a baby named Dominique Ramirez?
Oh, she was like mediocre. I had seen sexier babies, but you know, inform me because I judge the sexiness of so many babies.
Well, she's 17 now.
Is she?
Yeah, and she's the dethroned Miss San Antonio.
Dethroned? Was there some kind of coup staged?
In a way, yes.
Okay.
She's suing because she claims that she was told by pageant organizers that she needed to get off the tacos because she no longer looked good in a bikini.
So establish the timeline for me.
Voted Miss San Antonio.
Okay.
Ate shit ton of tacos.
Yeah.
No longer Miss San Antonio.
Chris, do you know what kind of pressure comes with that office? Do you know how much responsibility Miss San Antonio has?
Yes.
It's a wonder she didn't turn to the pipe, Chris.
All of the leftover tacos.
So many leftover tacos. She is responsible
lady.
For.
If the pageant organizer is guilty of anything, he says the only thing that he ever suggested to her is that she might want to try to lose an inch in her hip.
And so he took the throne away from her the crown. Is there a throne associated? I don't know. These pageants, they throw me off.
He also did suggest that because she is who she is, I said, hey, man, we can pad the top part and make you look more symmetrical.
See, I love that, you know, obviously somebody's reporting on this because, they feel a need for there to be outrage, right? But why would you choose that to be your hill to die on? You know? I mean, like, I'm all about, you know, picking your battles and pointing out injustice when it's there. But who thinks that they're making any kind of unique statement when they come out and say, holy shit, beauty pageants are sexist. They're shallow, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, no shit. You're telling us nothing new. Poor girl.
Poor little big girl. Poor Betsy Ramirez.
Was that her name? I forgot her name. Because, I mean, she's only been in my life twice. Once as a sexy baby and once as a supremely unsexy adult woman.
Her name doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
She's so big I said it twice, you still didn't remember it.
Oh, God. Chris, it's so difficult with sexy babies and unsexy adults. It would be great if there was some kind of index of who we should be sending our attention towards. Okay. And I think the high school students in Greenwich, Connecticut are actually ahead of the curve because they're using social media and Facebook for a unique purpose. Now, the so-called smut list is an index of girls who are known to be promiscuous in both Greenwich, Connecticut. Hey, Chris, spell Connecticut for me.
C-O-N-E-T-C-T.
Wrong. Okay. In both Greenwich, Connecticut, and certain parts of New York City. A couple of high schools, they're in on it. It's kind of like Craigslist is going to be coming to a city near you soon. It's passed around on Facebook with people who access it being able to add names to the list. Okay? Do you see anything wrong with that?
No, I don't really care.
You don't care about what, baby?
I don't care about anything because you just made me feel so stupid about not.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
Spell Albuquerque.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Spell Mississippi, bitch.
M-I-S-S. Screw you.
Oh, my gosh. It feels so good to make you cry for once. Now, it doesn't matter what you think about.
But a slut list, that's a good idea.
That's a smut list, Chris, not a slut list. Jeez. Now, I mean, the parents obviously are not happy because the girls who end up on this list, their reputation is ruined, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to read this quote for you and then make three points about news stories like this, okay? Remember that number three, because I'm going to have to remember all of them later. One mother who asked to remain anonymous said, It's because of this gossiping, Facebook, and how easy accessible. We'd used to write notes, curl them up, and put them and get in trouble if teachers saw a note. But now, it's like they do this, whatever it's called, broadcasting, and it goes on to everyone. And it says, do you want to add anyone to the smut list? First off, point number one, you're fucking illiterate.
Can I get added to that smut list?
Yeah, do it. I think it would really increase your pay, your play rather, pay and play, because you got to pay to play when you're riding the Chris train.
No, I just play.
Okay, so first off, we understand this woman is illiterate because she can't put together a thought. Did you listen to that?
Yeah, I don't know whether she was stupid or you were.
Yeah, she's got some kind of palsy. But point number two, I love the moral panic because the only reason that this is a story is because Facebook is being used. She said so herself. Like, oh, back in the day, like when our hypocrisy was secret and we were just passing around notes and giggling, shit's been happening all the time, right?
But back in the day when I was a slut.
Yeah, BITD when I was doing this stuff.
They played my vagina like a four-fingered flute.
BITD, okay?
Yeah, and then the smut list popped out.
Yeah. So it's like some kind of moral panic over this. I think that was my third point. Yes, it's only unique because it's Facebook and crazy hypocrisy. I support you, everybody who's on the smut list. You know, maybe change up the names and maybe cloak it a little bit, but God, I just don't like old people. What do people do on Facebook, Chris?
Say things that they're too smart to understand.
I don't get it. There's no like verb that's associated with Facebook. I am on Facebook ...
Communicating
with who? Communicating with who? People you knew in high school who are now fat and have kids?
Well, I think you had a quote from Aristotle this week.
Yes.
Which kind of made me want to punch you in the face.
Why? What was the quote?
Because people say things that are too smart for them. They don't understand. Like,
I fully understand. I believe the quote was.
Yeah, I'm not talking about you. You don't have to restate your quote, but I'm just saying people in general either are posting way too many pictures of their kids.
True.
Or they're saying how awesome their life is, which is a total lie because all life sucks.
Yeah.
And they're saying things like repeating shit that they don't know what it means. You have no idea.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Or you're pretending that you have faith. Oh, thank God. Thank Jesus. Thank Allah. You do not know what you're talking about.
God. If
you had all the faith that you claim to have, if you knew the scripture that you're quoting, you would not be on Facebook.
Sing it.
God.
Sing it to the heavens, Chris, because I like it. I like where you're coming from.
I like
the heat. I don't like it either. I think it's bullshit.
I think that we've struck an emotional chord with me, and it makes me upset and angry, and I don't want to know about Ephesians or Mark or Luke,
Chris,
or John or
God
Paul,
will provide.
Saul or fuck anybody.
God has given us such a great and beautiful day.
Yes,
I'm spending it inside on Facebook.
Yeah, Zuckerberg 316.
Zuckerberg 316. I have been blessed with this day, and I'm spending it on goddamn Facebook.
Yep.
Please be a fan of our site on Facebook and comment.
Yes. You should so totally use Facebook for everything that you do and tell everyone you know on Facebook
about us. You know what? God has been so kind to us to give us this beautiful day and this great podcast called Those Damn Ross Kids. I get it. Talking about it doesn't matter. Who are you trying to convince? Who are you trying to convince that you believe? Chris, yeah. God has no place in our schools, and he has no place on our internet.
Yeah, no. It's just one of those things. Like, you know what? I genuinely hope that you, who I knew 10 years ago from high school, who was like a totally horrible person, I hope that you found some sort of faith, and I hope that your life has settled down. And but you know what hasn't changed is the fact that you're not smart enough to understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And so stop that.
Please
hurry.
Hurry up and stop that.
Quickly, because if you go back and read yourself, your mind's going to pop.
Just a little bit. But fortunately, this stuff has a shelf life of like 2 weeks. So stop posting pictures of your kid. Why would you put pictures of your kid on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going to use that to create fake identities, and they're going to come after.
Number one mistake parents make, posting way too many pictures on Facebook.
So many pictures. Why are you putting your kid on the grid?
Why do I care what color your kid pooped today?
I understand that your kid is a really important part of your life. I get it. I mean, it changes everything. Whatever.
Do you know what I do care about?
What do you care about?
The fact that your grandma almost died today.
Our grandma?
Not our grandma.
Okay, I was like, Jesus. I wish I would have got that phone call, but continue.
This shit got real.
Okay.
No.
All right.
A grandma in Dallas, Texas. She called 911, said she was choking. Turns out she slipped and fell in the bathroom and was impaled through the neck by a toilet paper holder.
Oh, God, that's alarming.
Mm-hmm. Firefighters arrived at the front door of the apartment, opened it, entered cautiously, and heard someone calling out. The 69-year-old female was found sitting on the toilet with a toilet paper holder impaled in her neck.
Oh, God.
She had no trouble breathing and was able to speak. She told firefighters that she simply slipped and fell.
Oh, no.
Rescuers were worried about the weight of the toilet paper holder, which she still had
inside her neck,
with toilet paper on it,
like in the meat of her neck.
They decided to remove it at the scene. Ugh. Firefighters used bolt cutters to cut the heavy end of the remaining piece, and the rest fell out.
So she was Bounty Stein.
Yep.
Oh, God.
She was later found in good spirits and expected to only need a few stitches.
That is horrible. Chris, it's been proven that the toilet paper holder is the dirtiest thing in your bathroom because you never think to clean it. Do you clean yours? I do, but I'm weird.
What is love?
Oh, I don't know. That's terrible, though. Oh, God. Chris, I don't want to be old. I really don't.
No.
I never want to be old.
You know what you could?
That happens every single day.
Do you know what you could enjoy when you're old?
What?
An ice cream truck that sells Oxycontin.
Can I get one of those SpongeBob ice cream pops, but instead of the gumdrop nose? Can I get that just to be a nice little Percocet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a sweet treat, and it'll cure what ails you.
A New York City man sold highly addictive black market prescription painkillers out of an ice cream truck. His name? Louis Scala. He is one of the leaders of a Staten Island drug trafficking ring that illegally sold nearly 43,000 Oxycontin pills, worth $1 million on the street.
Don't you think that, like, a red flag would go up when, like, an ice cream truck rolls into town and the only people who are, like, rushing up to the sides of it are scraggly people with lots of lesions and sores?
Negative, Ghost Rider. Much, much smarter than that.
Okay.
Authorities say that the 29-year-old Scala,
okay,
doled out treats to children and then sold the drugs to his adult customers.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't exclusively Oxys that he was selling.
No, it was a hybrid ice cream Oxy mix.
Okay. Yeah. Just got to crush it up and put it on top.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a sundae.
Mm-hmm.
Oxy sundae. Oxy clean? No, Oxy sundae. Chris, drug abuse is on the rise in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you could say that our way of life is under attack by it. I just want to see how many times I can get that in.
Or do you like Glenn Beck or something?
I just want to see. I pick a phrase and I try and repeat it as much as possible before people notice.
Foodinsurance.com, where you can pick up bagged food meals that will last up to 20 years.
Hey, could you do me a favor and not stir your drink when you talk? That shit's impossible to edit.
Okay. I'm not.
Okay. Somebody is. Hmm? Quit having Greg or your manservant stir your drink while you're talking. But you know, it's not just prescription pills that people are abusing, Chris. In fact, according to the Huffington Post, inhalants, which were once thought to be the domain of teenagers, are on the rise in adults. Nearly 1 million American adults were actively abusing inhalants, according to a recent study by a United States government agency. It's more than the number of people who use LSD, heroin, crack, or PCP. Not sure if that's combined or not. The study said that the most commonly abused inhalants are glue, spray paint, markers, hairspray, air freshener, nail polish remover, deodorant, keyboard cleaner, paint thinner, spot removers, cooking sprays, and canned whipped cream, in case you needed a shopping list. But yeah, people are huffing like crazy. Which proves two points that I want to make about the nature of humankind. People are going to get high. No matter what, there is a drive to be high.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's just there's a drive there, and I'm anything but a social Darwinist, but I'm a Darwinist nonetheless, and I think that there is a certain amount of natural selection happening here. When you are willing to get high off of paint, you can't be surprised when you are removed from the gene pool.
That is just lazy.
Put some effort into it. That is such a low rent way to get your wah 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 on.
Definitely. You should stop talking like Charlie Sheen.
What?
That is just lazy. That is not the life of a winner.
God. Can we go an episode without talking about Charlie Sheen, please?
You're the one who did the impression, not me.
What? I wasn't just talking about was that really? Was I channeling the Sheen stuff?
Yes, you were. Big time.
God, sorry. Didn't mean to. I guess I just naturally fall into grandiose statements.
You want to hear things. You want to huff things. Not going to happen with the power of coal through the nose.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Okay. I don't remember saying it like that, but oh well.
Well, you did.
But people just want to be high.
You did it hard.
So high.
Oh, so hard.
Oh, man. I just want to get cracked on inhalants, go in and use a fake name with my barber. That's all that I ask. Because my way of life is under attack by people who judge me for my inhalant abuse.
Well, what?
Whoa! Chase the devil tonight. Chase the devil tonight. Ah!
Feel like we're running out of steam here.
You do? Okay. Do you want me to give you a bit of an injection? Do you want me to inject you with some comedy?
Yeah, let's do this.
So I've got another story. A Swedish woman is disgusted after finding a packaged condom and a receipt in a carton of a milk-based drink. Just stewing around in there, sitting in the back of the car on the way home. Well, it's Sweden. They don't drive cars. They bike and shit. But
found that in a half gallon of man milk.
Oh. She was pouring the product called Filmjölk into her dog's bowl when the items just kind of plopped out. She called a representative of the company and said, "Hey, what the hell?" And they said that the items were probably put in the Filmjölk by someone in her household as a prank. Yeah, that's a hell of a prank. God. "It's impossible," said another representative from the company. "There's not a chance. It's a closed process, and there are filters and things that would stop something so large from ending up in the container." Now, I don't tell you the story just to, you know, mention how gross that is, because obviously it's gross that a condom would end up in somebody's beverage. However, I want to tell you a little bit about film yolk, okay? Do you know what it is?
Dog drink?
No, it's not for dogs. She was just pouring out the last into the bowl because it's nutritious.
Okay.
It is a fermented sour milk beverage. Imagine that on a hot day.
Oh.
Just mix it in with some of your Baconaise. Oh, yeah. I love that I can gross you out.
God. Can I please just think about tree bark wart hands?
Do you ever imagine a smell that's so bad that you have to go blow your nose to get it out?
And it will never come clean.
I planted that seed, and one day years down the line, you're going to smell something that reminds you of that imagined smell, and you're going to quiver, and you're going to curl up into a fetal-style ball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Tree bark, condom, man milk.
Tree bark, condom, man milk, bacon
is. Yes, that's
attacking
right.
Our way of life.
God, that no matter how you slice it is just awful.
It's just terrible.
How do these people on Skype know me?
I don't know. Do you get invites as well?
Yeah, so this person would like to connect with you.
I think they would. I think that you should let them. Invite them to the call. Invite one of them to the call.
Well, it says add to contacts.
Okay, add them to your contact and put them on the call.
All right. I added them.
Okay. Are they showing up?
No.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah. They're not online today.
That sucks. I was hoping to have a guest.
Wow, that chick is kind of hot.
You know they're bots, right?
I don't really care.
They're robots.
Add to conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're calling her.
Who's Dita Malone?
My call failed.
Damn it.
Stupid face.
I thought that was going to be fun. We're going to have to do that. People are watching us all the time. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter if you're posting about God on the book. And when I say the book, I'm not referring to the Bible as I normally say when I refer to the book, but the Facebook. It's just we're being watched all the time. I think that as content producers, we are very susceptible to certain disorders, if you will. Certain things that come along with our digital lifestyles. Are you familiar with Truman Show Syndrome?
No.
No? You've never heard of that?
No.
Truman Show Syndrome, or delusion, is the creeping, pervasive feeling that your every move, inside your home and out, is being filmed without your knowledge for a reality TV show. And Chris, it's on the rise. Truman Show. Decent movie, terrifying disorder. Why are you typing the things that I say back to me? Because I am the producer. No, you're not. You're not the producer. I'm the producer, goddammit. Don't usurp my role. This is important to me, okay?
All right.
You know, if anything, you're my esteemed guest.
I'll let you believe that.
Okay. They're watching me all the time, Chris.
They are. By they, I mean me.
By they, I mean you. By they, I mean you and me. Now, two Canadian psychiatrists, Joel and Ian Gold, say that it's on the rise. It's the premier disorder of the YouTube generation, they say. They alone have treated 5 patients, men between the ages of 25 and 34, for the syndrome. Strangely enough, all of them are white. They say, typically, the Truman Show delusion is a combination of paranoia, grandiosity, and ideas of reference, which means that patients believe they are receiving signals specifically meant for them from a newscast or something like that. You, he says, damn it, stop. God. I read everything that I say everything I read, okay?
I wrote that for you.
God.
Read the article. Go.
I already did. It's gone. It's gone. You didn't pay attention to it. Now it's gone. Chris,
you're so vain. you probably think that this is about you.
What? Chris, this... Are you messing with my head? Because I'm like, lost. I'm so gone.
Is this about you?
No, I don't know. You just wrote you on it. In the instant message box. Am I losing my mind?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how to instant message. We just talk.
Oh, God. I don't have enough energy for this. I'm gone.
You don't have the tiger blood?
Stop that. I'm convinced that whenever there's celebrity news, it's because they are being contracted by the U.S. government to take up all the media spotlight in order to get some shady shit passed.
No, he kind of... Well, what do we pass?
I don't know. We don't know because the media didn't report on it. It's a distraction, Chris. It's bread and circuses, and we can't abide it anymore. Charlie Sheen, he is just the conduit through which government propaganda passes unnoticed, okay? He is the meaty sheath around which the disgusting truth of this nation is wrapped. We're done. The aliens have come here, we're being filmed for television, and we're well and truly fucked. But no, we're not going to do anything because Idol's on. Hey, Chris, Idol's on!
I always said that whenever the world ended... I would go down reading the biography of the notorious B.I.G.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's it called? Big Like Me?
Nope.
Oh.
Right, straight off of Wikipedia.
Okay.
Christopher George Latour Wallace.
Oh, is that was that his name?
Biggie Smalls.
Yeah?
Yep. He said it best.
What did he say?
You're either slinging crack rock... Or you got a wicked jump shot.
Or you're doing a highly successful podcast.
So I went the white man way of that.
I went the white man way. Because the podcast was the only option that was available to us.
Because
We're assembling a nation. We're assembling an army of piss dragons ready to descend on the common man at our every whim. Whenever we give them the signal, Chris, just like that.
Is that the signal?
That's the signal.
Did you fart?
No, I snap my fingers, but I'm really bad at it.
Because that means stop. Oh, piss dragons go.
Piss dragons unite.
Cole and I talked it over in front of you, and we agree.
Yeah.
Begin.
The revolution is now. The only true piss dragon, Chris, is a dead piss dragon.
It was supposed to be more dramatic than that.
Ah! That's their call. God.
To run away.
And listen to that. Listen to how feeble this snap is.
It's an awful snap. Listen to this.
It's a terrible snap.
Listen to this.
What's that? Are you punching Gregor? Oh, God. He's dead.
I think I'm going to flick my microphone.
Piss dragons. Ah! She's a devil tonight. Oh, she's a devil tonight. She's a devil
tonight. She's a devil tonight. She's a devil tonight. This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
That's a promo.
Is it?
Yep. That. Does he choose?
What the fuck is that noise?
What are you talking about?
It sounds like you're crushing ice.
No ice. I don't even have a drink.
There's a noise in the background. You're going to hear it in the final episode.
What are you talking about?
God damn it, Chris.
What? Why don't you just ask somebody to give some fucking money or review this stupid ass icy website?
You know what we need is feedback. So if you could do us a huge favor and go to iTunes, look us up, just render Those Damn Ross Kids, or you can search by our names. That works as well. You can find us there and you can write a review or click the star rating. It's super easy. It takes less than a minute and it is a tremendous help. I think that in order to keep rated, you have to have 10 reviews or some sort. And we're still a little bit below that. So if you have been listening for a little bit, you can do us a great big solid by going there and reviewing us. You can also go to thosedamnrosskids.com. If you're not already subscribed, you can subscribe to us there. That is another good way to help us out. Subscriptions and reviews are how we raise in the iTunes rankings. And if you think that our podcast is worth anything to you and you want to throw a couple of bucks our way, we're at thosedamnrosskids.com/donate. But I think the best way is to continue listening and let us know what you think on Twitter and Facebook and all those things. Did I miss anything, Chris?
No, I think you covered it.
Okay, cool.
We're pretty much beat.
Yep.
If you want us to come back next week, just say something.
Just please, anything.
Because I'm definitely ready to pull the plug on this project. Yeah. And go solo. Yep. Cut the dead weight. Cole's structure and format. Wow. And stuff. It just.
All that Cole does is, you know, all that Cole does is pre-pro and post-pro. Don't worry.
Next week, if you want to, you just want straight raw food, you know, just reality.
If you want to have your ears raw-dogged by Chris, don't say anything.
If you want those damn Ross kids to go away and you want to be raw-dogged by Chris,
then don't say anything.
Good
night.